On today's Women Rising segment, a low-key movement appears to be underway to encourage Chinese mothers to breastfeed their babies. The rise of the practice appears to be in response to the repeated scare of melamine-contaminated infant formula. Chief of Communication for the UNICEF Office of Research, Dale Rutstein, says the organization has developed a mobile phone app that locates such areas as malls or markets where mothers can breastfeed their babies. He tells Daybreak Asia's Francis Alonso that the app is also filling the need for credible information about children and nutrition, as well as dispelling myths about breastfeeding.
The first one we developed last year is called the 10 Square Meters of Love app that dispenses various forms of advice and guidance and support for breastfeeding. The first and most important thing is that we are registering and celebrating and mapping high-quality spaces for breastfeeding, both for the public and for staff. And we're putting all these on a map. The app helps you navigate, especially to the public places where there's a breastfeeding room. If people are setting out to do some shopping, they can look at the app and decide, oh, well, if we go to this mall, there's six breastfeeding rooms there, two on every floor, so we'll go there. But it also helps you get in touch with breastfeeding counselors, neighbors who have some peer-to-peer training and supporting breastfeeding. And it's also just helping to put breastfeeding and, the best source of nutrition for children more visibly into the public space, into the public sphere, and getting a big conversation going about breastfeeding. Breastfeeding is really sort of disappearing because so many women are going back to work, and the marketing of infant formula is extremely aggressive.
You mentioned in your blog that you incorporated a major media personality. Tell me about that.
We decided that we wanted to try and find a celebrity advocate to help us. And we found a wonderful actress named Ma Yili, who is a dedicated breastfeeding mom. She breastfed her first child for a year. And she's a beautiful, considered a fantastic film and television star. And she looks like a supermodel. And she's a dedicated breastfeeding mom, and she's passionate about it. So we approached her, and she was very happy to help us. Ma Yili had, at the time we launched our app, she had 26 million Chinese Twitter followers. So that's a big following, and she reposted everything we posted, and she blogged herself about the importance of breastfeeding, and, we coordinated efforts very, very well, and it's helped us get a lot of participation in this discussion. China now has a popular sort of slang term, the carry milk moms. So these are mothers who express their milk at work and carry it home for their children. It's kind of getting into the popular culture.
Why are mothers now moving towards breast milk as opposed to commercial milk supplies?
China has had some particular issues that occurred in China. Over the last several years, there have been some very, very scary contamination of milk powder issues in China. In 2008, melamine was discovered to be a very widespread contaminant that milk powder were adding into the milk supply to bulk up the milk powder supply, and it's very unhealthy. People in China are very nervous about the quality of infant formula. They've been trying to even travel overseas to buy infant formula and bring it back. And one of the things we're trying to tap into is to say, look, you don't have to do this. Just give breastfeeding a try. And
so you mentioned in your blog, in your breastfeeding blog, about a debate between fat babies and thin babies. Tell us about that.
When we started blogging and urging, reconsideration of breastfeeding and trying to answer people's questions and concerns, it was this whole debate about thin versus fat babies. So, breastfeeding is one of the most effective ways to prevent obesity known to man. Exclusive breastfeeding reduces obesity over the lifespan by 200%. What happens early on is that breastfed babies tend to be thinner than formula-fed babies. I mean, the sugar content is very high in infant formula. I mean, infant formula is many different constituent elements, mixed together to try and duplicate what nature provides. In Asia, oftentimes kind of have a traditional view that a fat baby is a healthy baby, a thinner baby is not well. And breastfed babies tend to be a little bit thinner in the first few months, and then they put on weight. They're never below the normal span of what's normal for a baby's weight, but they tend to be thinner. So a lot of breastfeeding moms were nervous, and they were saying, I'm being told by my mother-in-law, by my neighbors, that I should bottle feed the baby to make him or her fat. So this is one of the myths that was dispelled, and we've been working to dispel that myth for quite some time by providing really factual information.
Chief of Communication for the UNICEF Office of Research, Dale Rutstein, speaking with Daybreak Asia's Frances Alonzo, who you may hear each week at this time with her series, Women Rising.